There are a lot of stories going on around the NBA. Normally, I mean, the draft is usually about to start up. So, and then it happens on Thursday. Maybe we'll have a show. Maybe we won't.
No, the draft will be here, though.
The draft will happen.
On our station.
Yeah. Whether we're here or not, the draft will happen with or without us. But there are a lot of other stories about the NBA that I wouldn't have expected. When I woke up today, I wasn't expecting to have an NBA-heavy show. Yet here we are. In a really hot studio about to talk some NBA.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
As I was going through putting all my stuff together, almost everything was NBA today. Yep. Sports related. Patrick Beverly. You had that one.
Is it a surprise that Patrick Beverly's name is being mentioned in trade talks?
God, no.
That's the one of the very few movable assets that the Rockets have.
But, I mean, how valuable is he, though?
Not that.
That's the thing.
Of course, people around here, like Rockets fans, think that he is, you know, God's gift. So it's like, how could you trade him? Well, do you want your team to be better than it was or not? And that's the awkward thing about any kind of NBA trades. Everybody thinks their players are the best guys.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't your goal be try to catch up with the Spurs?
That would, I mean, ideally.
See, to me, you're not catching up with Golden State. I don't care what Daryl Morey says. And what you hope for is that you get better than the Spurs, and then Kevin Durant's knee explodes or something.
Yep.
That's sad but true. That's your hope.
Yep.
But try to get better than the Spurs. Are you better than them today? No.
God, even if Kevin Durant gets hurt, I still think the Warriors are better.
Probably, but you never know. I mean,
they're beatable then. But
yeah, and that's the thing. You're hoping to get a chance to maybe you can beat them. But we shall see. I don't know that the Rockets can be very active in the Obviously, if Jimmy Butler is getting moved, if Paul George is getting moved, of course you're interested in making a play for those guys. I don't see where they have the assets. I mean, what do you trade? I mean, okay, so Patrick Beverly, okay, that's cute. That's going to get me Paul George.
I can't imagine
Clint Capella, you throw him into that. Is that going to get me Paul George?
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Butler? I just don't see it. And, yeah, I think it's great that they're in there swinging at these things, but realistically, you're not going to get those guys.
I don't think so.
So,
especially when, I mean, now there's so many teams that are looking to make trades. I mean, the New York Knicks news, that's coming out of nowhere for me. I mean, I understand you want to move on from Carmelo Anthony. He's been there for a while. It's not getting better with him. But if you told me to make a list of the things the New York Knicks have done right in the last 5 years...
There's probably one name on the list.
There's one name, and suddenly Kristaps Porzingis is like the talk of trade speculations, which that's unbelievable to me. But what I think it boils down to is Phil Jackson probably feels the noose tightening.
Yeah.
And says, well, if I blow this whole thing up and put it in full rebuild mode, who are they going to find that's better to rebuild a team than me? And he may be right. I mean,
if he were coaching the team, it'd be one thing. But right. What has he done as a GM?
Not much.
Where you say, okay.
I want to say he's at about like a 30% win rate. So it ain't great.
And that's the one guy if I'm the Knicks, I'm building around that guy. I'm not trading him.
Yeah.
What are you going to get that's better?
Draft picks.
But that doesn't mean they're going to be better.
No, they're not.
You use those draft picks to get a guy like that.
Yeah.
Not trade a guy like that. But
it's not like they've had, he was a 2015 draft pick, so it's not like he's been there for that long. And if you remember when they drafted him, I mean, it was like what are you guys, crazy? What are you doing drafting this kid here? They acted like it was just some absurdity that they drafted him. And it turns out, hey, we got a pretty good player here.
Yeah.
People wanted them to take Willie Cauley-Stein. Yeah, where would you be now?
Yeah. He's a nice, he's an okay piece where he is, but this guy is.
You found a star.
Yeah.
The only guy in that draft that I would say has looked better through 2 years is Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Who's, I mean, just a freak show. D'Angelo Russell taken before him, I'd rather have Porzingis right now. Jahlil Okafor, I'd definitely rather have Porzingis. I mean, you made the best pick you could have made. You took the best guy available when you picked. And I'm not talking about the best guy who you thought was the best guy on draft day. I'm talking about 2 years down the road. In hindsight, in a redraft, Kristaps Porzingis isn't there for you.
Oh, no question. No question.
I don't know why you would consider moving that guy. It's unimaginable to me.
So the Beverly thing, basically, the Rockets don't have the cap space to pursue a top-tier free agent, but Beverly's contract's worth roughly $10.5 million. That would free up some salary. So if they're going to get into the race for Chris Paul or Paul George, although I still think Chris Paul, especially with Pau Gasol opting out today, mm-hmm. I still think San Antonio makes more sense for Chris Paul. But and that obviously that's what the Rockets are looking at. Okay, well, we move Beverly. I'm guessing Ariza would be part of any deal you made that would clear enough space.
I think that makes them the Spurs better, right? A Chris Paul, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kawhi Leonard big three is greater than what they had last year, right?
I think so, yeah. Because basically you're replacing Tony Parker, who's not quite Tony Parker anymore.
Right.
You've added another, if he stays healthy. Now, it's been a big thing with Chris Paul. And maybe he's also one of those guys that he might be, well, he clearly is at the tail end of his career. There might be some erosion there. But I still think they're better, don't you?
I'm sure there's some. And they got a lot out of Dwayne Dedmon, who looks like, you know, maybe that may have been what the Spurs do. They find hidden gems. But if you can, you know, and I don't know, I'm guessing Patty Mills is going to be gone. But yeah, Chris Paul, I think, that's not a bad fit for them.
And if you wanted to bring Gasol back after you signed Chris Paul, you could.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's, all of a sudden, there's a lot of interesting rumors out there. I don't know how many of these big things are going to happen, but we shall see.
Yep.
713s. So you're saying a Beverly for Porzingis trade is not going to go down? No.
Probably not going to go down.
But if I'm the Rockets and that guy were available, absolutely. I don't know what you have that you can actually. I just don't see enough for any of these big names. And, you know, ideally, if you could get a Paul George and upgrade that position, that makes you better. But yep. I just don't see how they do it. And it would have to be free agency. Well, they don't really have cap room, so that's obviously what the Beverly talks about. But, hey, we know Daryl Morey has something up his sleeve
yep.
besides his arm hair.